When 1,000 miners were jailed, the way in which class conflict in World War II bubbled underneath the surface was well explained in Alec Thrave's article, See Class Collaboration and Worker Militancy in World War II Britain at socialistpity.org.uk. But there was one industry where relative peace apparently reigned, coal mining. The whole British economy rested on coal. Because of this, the vital role of miners was tacitly accepted by the mine owners and disputes were resolved relatively peacefully. Except in one outstanding case, Bettishanger Colliery in Kent, the last pit to go back to work after the 1984-85 strike. On the 9th of January 1942, a dispute over payments for working difficult seams escalated, and 1,040 miners went on strike. The authorities struck back. Three union officials were jailed. The miners were given the option of paying a hefty fine, or going to prison. Almost to a man, they refused to pay. What to do? There was no jail space for 1,000 men. Even with heavily censored media, the story got out and other miners discussed striking in sympathy. On the 28th of January, a settlement was reached, charges were dropped, and the union officials freed. The lesson is clear. Even if the leaderships of the trade unions and the Labour Party declare peace in the national interest, the class struggle carries on at workplace level. Jeff Jones, Swansea.